You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Irish Racing Podcast with Andy Holding. Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcasts. Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the Irish Racing Podcast on Sunday, May the 13th. Andy Holding looking at Leopardstown predominantly. We will dip into one of the races at Killarney for you this afternoon, as it's a value prize and it's a competitive handicap, so I think that's definitely worth looking at. But we've got some group action for you today at the Dublin venue, 3:10 Darren Stand Stud 1000 Guineas trial, and of course the Derby trial half an hour later, over a mile and a quarter as well. For the Colts, good handicaps and plenty of other interesting races to get stuck into, including the Amethyst Stakes at 2:35 when all the old favourites turn up there.
Race 1.
And we begin the day by taking a look at a mile maiden for the three-year-olds, in which Tremendous Leap, I think, has got a decent each-way chance there for the Joseph O'Brien stable. Joseph has had a good run of things of late, and he won with a nice maiden yesterday at the Curragh. And there's a good chance that this gelding by Shamadil will step up quite markedly on his first run when he's runner-up behind Gerlines' George Hyphen, in quite a decent little contest on the all-weather venue. He was a bit slowly away and found himself behind the eight ball with a couple of furlongs to run, but he finished off his race in really taking fashion, and he went down in my notebook as a horse who could easily improve next time out, and indeed over further, and that's exactly what Joseph has done today. He's popped him up over an extra furlong. This stiffer track will suit him. He's just a nice, sort of uncomplicated type, even though there's a small sample, only just one race to go on. He's obviously got plenty of decent competition floating around here, including Conclusion, of course, from the Aidan O'Brien stable. But I'd be pretty convinced and disappointed at the same time if Tremendous Leap was out the frame here. And he looks a good each way bet at his morning odds.
Race 2.
On to the first of the pattern races then, which comes up a mile. As said, it's the Amethyst Stakes, 2:35. Brendan Bracken's bound to be popular here. He always runs his track well. He's run at this venue 11 times. Only won the once, but he's always there or thereabouts. And he ran well on his seasonal return on pretty testing conditions back in the middle of last month. He's sure to go well. But I do quite like True Valor. I've always had a bit of time for this fella. And this looks a perfect starting point for him this season. He won first time out last year, so he goes really well fresh. Johnny Murta's had two or three winners over the last couple of days at the Curragh, so his yard's in good form. And that run when he was second beyond Studio on the 9th of September in the Boomerang Stakes would make him quite difficult to beat here if he could replicate that form. He loves good ground, and like I say, this is his ideal trip, and the track's absolutely fine for him. One at a bigger price. I do think Pincheck is much better than what we've seen so far this season. He ran well in the Irish Lincoln when he finished fourth, and he just looked as though he got stuck in the mud here the last day behind on the go again, having been well backed, and he travelled well into the business end without finding anything. So he's one to look at double figure prices. So that's probably the way I'd play this race. I'd have True Valor as my main bet and have a little bit of a saver on Pincheck, who I think will improve for the better ground.
Race number 3.
On to the big fillies race then of the day. It's the Darren Stand Stud, the 1000 Guineas trial, Group 3 status. And we've got Magical here, bidding to, for want of a better phrase, getting a reputation back on track, although it hasn't exactly been dented too badly. She was just a bit disappointing on the heavy ground when last seen at Longchamp early on in the season. She had the blinkers on the first time. Perhaps she's just gone a little bit lazy on Aidan at home. She's more of a workmanlike horse rather than a flashy type, and maybe the cheap pieces might just help her in that department as well today. Fourth behind Lawrence, of course, in the Fillies Mile, Newmarket, is by far and away the best piece of singular form coming into this race. And if she's able to run to that level today, she'd be hard to beat from an informed stable. One at a much bigger price, I do think I'll outrun her odds, is Harvest for the World from the Fozzie Sack stable. Lovely big filly by, so you think, in keeping with her size. She's got plenty of size and substance. It's interesting that Fozzie, who's not backwards and coming forwards, is prepared to completely dent a potential handicap mark of 85 by dipping her into group company. You must think that she's capable of finishing in there or thereabouts and getting some black type. And it wouldn't surprise me, like I say, if she outrun her odds. Jamie Spencer's been booked as well. He would probably want his feet up and have a Sunday off, but Fozzie's obviously looking to his Aquarius services. So even though her form's nothing to shout about, I just like her. I think she's a really lovely filly. So Magic Ollie's obviously the one to beat down the front end, but don't get surprised if Harvest of the Royal outruns her odds.
Race 4.
On to the 3:40, the big race of the day for the colts. It's the Derby trial, and Aidan's had a really good week at on the Rudy with a couple of the big trials going his way, and he's got two major contenders here with Nelson and the Pentagon. Now, they met early on in the season in the Group 3, and Nelson, being a big strong type the way he is, really powered his way through the ground, whereas the Pentagon, who's probably more of the athletic, more slimmer model, just struggled on the ground. Now he's got his ground today, the Pentagon. As you can see by his form, his two wins have come on good and good to firm ground. I think he's going to be a different proposition. Of course, don't forget this horse is third to Saxon Warrior and Roaring Lion in the Racing Post Trophy towards the back end of the season. So it's a real interesting battle between these front two. Now the ground's come back in his favour, I do think we're going to see the Pentagon step up market on that. It wouldn't be surprised me if he puts himself into the shop window of the Derby with a good run today.
Race 5.
On to the 4:15, wide open handicap, round about 7-1 the field at time of recording. A whole host of horses can be factored in here. We've got last year's winner, Geological. We also got Have a Nice Day, who ran well in that aforementioned race 12 months ago. He comes here off the back of a win. He goes well at the track, and 7 furlongs is his trip. I do think Have a Nice Day is a really good proposition here. But one at a bigger price, I do think he'll run well as well. He runs the track well. He's Atlas. He caught the eye in that race that Have a Nice Day won a couple of starts ago when he was staying on fourth and a bit unlucky that day. They brought him out to Chelmsford and he was sent off favourite, but he just didn't handle the surface. It's a funny old track, that Chelmsford terrain, and I wouldn't put it against him that it didn't run up to his best. But he's a good horse, this Atlas, on his day. He's a good traveller, and Nathan Cross has been booked to ride as well. So that's a positive. So my two against the field there would be the two that finished first and fourth in that Dundalk handicap. Have a Nice Day, and more predominantly, much bigger price, Atlas.
Race number 6.
On to the 4:45 then, and my best bet of the day runs here, my Nap Curly Bill. From the Noel Mead Star. But this horse has been fairly lightly raced for a 10-year-old, but he's got some really good form back in the day. And off the back of a huge break, he managed to win in game fashion at Nace on his seasonal reappearance. He was strongly fancied the other night down in Roscommon, but fortunately, he completely fluffed the start. How the Racing Post analysis bloke hasn't copped this, I do not know. Held up in rear of mid-division. He obviously didn't watch the first 2 furlongs. This horse sat down in the stalls, missed it, was last early on. He must have been 10, 15 lengths behind turning in, and he's absolutely took off to finish only length behind the very well-handicapped Richard O'Brien-trained filly, Bianca Manolo, who went into that race off the back of a win, who was my Nap that night. So I know what this horse is up against. And the pair of them pull well clear. And I do think Curly Bill was the unlucky horse in the race. I've got to be honest, I think he would have won with a clean break. Now, he has been a little bit slowly away before. He does tend to dwell in the stall. So hopefully tonight he won't fluff it as badly as he did down in Roscommon. Because if he doesn't, then he's certainly very well handicapped. He's got the engine to go well here. Hopefully he won't get too far behind, because providing he isn't, then he could run this lot down quite comfortably. And he's my Nap.
And the final race.
On to the final race then, probably the nicest horse, or one of the nicest horses running today, is this Aidan O'Brien colt in the last Southern Friends. What a lovely performance this was by this son of Galileo, first time out down in Avon. He was a good bit behind, looked as though he was going absolutely nowhere on the bad ground, ran about 2 furlongs out. Then once Ryan Moore switched him, he simply took off in the latter stages. And with probably about another half a furlong, I think he would have won that race very, very easily. So I'd mark him up quite significantly off that first one. He's up in trip. The ground will be absolutely bang on his favour. He's a lovely big type as well. Wait till you see this fella striding down at post and in the race itself. He's a proper nice looking colt. So hopefully today will be his day. He's odds on, but I think he deserves to be. And I think he'll send favourite back as home with a comfortable victory in the last. Thanks very much for listening to this edition then of the Irish Racing Podcast. And hopefully you can join me tomorrow evening when we're either going to be choosing Tipperary or Killarney's flat card or jump card respectively. Probably Killarney, I'd imagine, because that looks to be the better card. As promised, just one race at Killarney today, which I've got a little bit of an interest in. I've had a couple of bets there in the 2:55. I'm back to the two top weights, To Be Lucky and Minister for Sport. To Be Lucky goes really well fresh and was a good winner the last time we saw him at Cheltenham. The ground won't be a problem for him. And the other one is Minster Sport, travelled really well before going on to win a 2.5 mile race down in Cork the last day. But he's got some good form over two. He beat a horse called Celtic Rising on his seasonal reappearance. He's a good horse in the points, and I don't think we've seen the best of this Minister for Sport yet. And both of them were available at double figure odds this morning. So to be lucky, Minister of Sport, a bonus selection there for you in the 2.55 at Killarney. Okay, then that's it for me. Like I say, Killarney tomorrow night, and I'll catch you again tomorrow. Bye for me for now.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.